Federal agencies have expanded how much of the Northwest they think is suffering from drought. An updated map released Thursday shows 88% of Idaho's territory is now categorized in moderate to severe drought. Just over half of Oregon is similarly parched. Washington State is faring better, with just a sliver of land on the Idaho border classified in drought conditions. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
This is the time of year when you expect warm and dry weather. What's coming home to roost now in large parts of the Northwest are the effects of a drier than normal winter and spring, and snowpack that melted early east of the Cascades. Some water reservoirs in southeastern Oregon and southern Idaho are already below 50% of capacity. Oregon Wheat Commission CEO Blake Rowe sees uneven effects as harvest time starts.
Is it possible that some growers would take advantage of, you know, disaster loan programs? Certainly. But normal crop insurance is sort of the first line of defense.
Idaho's governor signed two more drought declarations this week, bringing to 13 the number of counties covered. Oregon's governor has declared drought emergencies in four counties. A drought designation allows the state to quickly process temporary water rights changes. It also helps the process of getting federal disaster relief. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.